from the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray Eye.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the campfire. This is, yes, indeed, boys and girls. This is your handsome but yet humble host by the campfire. Pour you another cup of Thomas coffee on this beautiful Saturday morning. Got a heat warning out there. Be extremely careful. Stay hydrated. Unbelievable. Yesterday in that middle of the day, like 12:30, I seen a guy jogging up the side of 30 Highway. Unbelievable. Be careful out there in that heat. We got a great show lineup. I'm here with the Vogler Vogler, Peanut, Matty G, and Kevy Kev. And just feels good by the fire inside with the air conditioning, doesn't it?
Oh, Vogler, definitely.
Vogler. Yeah, the Vogler Vogler there. Before I say what's on the show, I'd like to send a heartfelt thoughts and prayers out to our great friend Steve Guerin. He lost his wife this week, and me and Vogler Vogler went by to see him last night. The funeral's today, and please keep him, our turkey hunting brother, in your thoughts and your prayers. What a show, Vogler Vogler. Ooh. We've got the one and only Gary Klein on. We're in the fishing season. We're going to talk to Gary about his history in the fishing industry and being a professional fisherman. And our story time, we're going to continue with, ready?
Yeah.
You don't remember? We talked about it last week.
Commercials.
Unbelievable.
Commercials?
No, unbelievable. The Adventures in Outdoor Radio, part two.
Oh.
We did part one last week. Why are you even here?
To be alert, alive, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, one thing that I see so much of, and I was going to talk about it last week, but I saw it again this week. What is it with the drivers today when they go to get down on the interstate, on the ramp, they stop at the bottom of the ramp with their signal on?
Like they used to?
They stop with their signal on instead of getting into the merging lane to get on the interstate and back everybody up on the ramp. And the other one I see a lot of, and I saw it again this morning, or no, yesterday morning, I'm sorry, was when they come up like off of 270 onto 21 Highway. They want to be in the other lane to make a turn at the next intersection, so they stop at the top instead of merging and working their way over. They sit there until traffic goes by, and then they cross all four lanes. Unbelievable. But I see more and more of that coming down the ramp to the interstate, stopping, dead stop with the left-hand turn signal on, watching the traffic to come out instead of doing the merging lane. Unbelievable.
It's called zippering.
Is that what it's called?
It's called zippering, yes.
A little something for you all this morning. I sent out a text to a lot of my my guys about seeing these deer in the field. There's so much today out there about whitetails and hunting and stuff, and I had a little something I was really interesting that I'm not finding much about this, and I'm going to tell you about it. Last week or week before last, Vogler Vogler, if you remember, 1:30, six fields, five of the fields had deer in them at 1:30 in the afternoon, 92 degrees. Yesterday, 97 degrees, 12:30, big old mama deer and two little fawns with spots were out in the field, in the bean field. I went a little farther, and there's some more deer in the field. No bucks, all does. Vogler Vogler, you know why that is?
No.
You guys didn't answer me on the text either. Let me tell you why that is. Predators, coyotes, bobcats and stuff, primarily hunt at night, evening, and early morning. And those predators will target those feeding areas where deer congregate, right? Like these mamas got these little babies. So they lay up and don't come out during regular feeding hours and feed in the middle of the day in the heat, bring their babies out in the field, and they feed.
When the bad guys are sleeping.
When the bad guys are not around. Ooh. And I can't believe people don't know that.
Well, there's stuff that you know that probably 90% of the people
ever
don't
since
know.
The fawns have been born, I've been seeing this every day in the fields, you know, in the heat. And I've had guys say, I couldn't believe it, I saw a deer in the field. But if you look, you're not seeing bucks, you're seeing mamas. Mamas and babies. And what I hate to see, I saw another one on 30, a little spotted fawn killed on 30. I just hate it when they get hit by a car. It's just horrible. But the little guys yesterday at 12:30 come bouncing out in the field with mama. It was really cool. I sat and watched them for about 30 minutes. Really enjoyed that. Little, beautiful little animals out there at 12:30, middle of the heat, middle of the day, eating some food, getting away from the bad guys.
Well, that's how many people, you know, when you do your stuff, how many people have made the amount of film that you have?
Well,
filming
I don't know.
Turkeys and deer, holy cow. Of course, there's stuff that you notice that, again, 90% of us won't. Because how many hours of film do you think you have?
I have no idea. I know one thing. I got so many tapes for when we were shooting on tape. I need to get those all transferred to digital. It's going to take some time because those tapes eventually will deteriorate. And I've got so much great footage. I've got like cases and cases and boxes of tape because I've shot so much video with quality stuff. And that stuff's going to be good. You know, you can put it on digital. You can use it again and re-edit and do lots of stuff with it.
Is it still going to look at that old kind of color to it?
Well, of course. Well, of course. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, Matty G, because we got a lot of stuff going on. And we're going to come back Woo-hoo. On the other side, do a little news with Volger Vogler, and we're going to visit with Gary Klein. And then we've got our story time and just going to have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning.
It's a wonderful day.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us this morning. And we'll see you all on the other side.